Mishkeach. Good morning, all. Yesterday we spoke about Pas Akum, getting or purchasing, eating bread from that was baked by a non-Jewish person. Today we talk about Bishul Akum, and that is something that was cooked by someone who was not Jewish. So this is a very complex area of halacha because most people are just not even aware of the nuances of some of the halachos. So we'll go through just a few of them this morning. So the first is what will identify as something that could be a potential Bishul Akum issue. So there are two qualifications. Number one, it has to be something that is not able to be eaten raw. So for example, take like a raw carrot. So if a non-Jewish person cooks the raw carrot, it's totally going to be okay because of the fact, and of course we're not talking about unkosher dishes. We have kosher dishes, whatever, but if they bake the carrot, that's not going to be an issue at all because you can eat that raw. And the second qualification, which is the most vague, is something that has to be ole al shulchan malachim. It has to be something that is usually served in the presence of a king, usually served on the table of a king. So think about what they would serve, I don't know, back in the day on the table of a king. I assume the president of the United States eats whatever he wants. So I'm not entirely sure if there are any foods that are beneath the president, but certainly a king, there's an understanding that's a certain standard that's above just a regular piece of food. So the question is, when a person is, a non-Jewish person is cooking with these utensils, again, they're kosher utensils in a kosher kitchen, everything like that. But what is the status of those kalim, of those vessels, after a non-Jewish person might potentially use them? And so the answer is that if they cook something that should not be eaten, if a non-Jewish person is cooking it, so for example, let's have a very simple one. Let's say a non-Jewish person uses a pot to make chicken or something of the like, some sort of a meat that everyone can agree it will certainly be an issue. So at the end of the day, as long as there was no Jewish involvement in that whole process, so that's going to be not just an issue of Bishul Akum, but also the kli itself will become treif. So you cannot use that pot again before you kosher it. In terms of trying to figure out the nuances of what is something that is ole al shulchan malachim that could be eaten by a king, so Chazal give a few different gradations of this. The first is that something like an egg. So you would think that an egg is not such a big deal, but everyone eats eggs. But an egg is something that could be ole al shulchan malachim, and so that could be an issue of Bishul Akum, even though, by the way, it technically could be eaten raw, but usually it's not, so as a result, it could be an issue. And then there are those who raise the question of potatoes. What's the status of potatoes? So I understand that this is something that kind of changes over time. I believe back in the day, some people were not as concerned about potatoes being a Bishul Akum issue, but now most kashrus agencies, if I'm not mistaken, will tell you that potatoes could be a major issue if, because again, maybe back in the day, a king wouldn't eat it, but nowadays, every king would eat however many there are. You have to ask King Charles. But if he eats potatoes, but since that's considered to be something that could be eaten by a king, so that could be an issue. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva.